This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free. We got SWAT team raiding in the home of an elderly lady and 10 things that sucked about growing up as a Jehovah's Witness. We'll share those with you, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. We have the pizza guy on the line. It's Ian, Chris, and Mark with you here tonight. But pizza dude on the line from North Dakota, you were getting into a discussion. You said Mark wasn't here the last time you called about this, and you wanted to get his perspective. And you were describing putting politicians on some sort of a rating scale that 100 would be the status quo of, you know, total violence that we currently have today in the state, and that a, you know, lower than 100 number rating would be somebody who supports less violence. You gave a 50 as an example, like a human politician who is less violent than the others. That's kind of where you were going. Go ahead.
Sure, it was where I was going. And so I guess the point that I didn't make that I think becomes salient in this discussion, because I know how dead set against you are, against what I see as the 50, is that the politician that would be the middle ground between where we are now and LibPair, Libertarian Paradise, the politician that would be that middle ground, dirty, filthy compromise, that compromise, that politician would have to advocate for that middle ground. So what I'm trying to say is that if you support compromise and you support incrementalism, to get from here to there, you have to support somebody who advocates that middle ground. So everything they say won't necessarily be principled, liberty-oriented, because they'll be a disgusting, filthy, ridiculous politician, and that's exactly what it'll look like.
So
they won't say it right there.
Yeah, it's not that I disagree with you. I certainly don't. I believe that one thing's for certain. We're going to have. I assume you're talking about Rand Paul.
Sure.
And I'm going to.
That's only because I told you that was off the air. That was. What
no, I know
about.
What.
You figured it out on your own.
I've got this all figured out.
Okay.
Well, first off,
I find this all ridiculous.
I completely dismiss Ian's opinion on this, because Rand Paul said nasty things about pot smokers, and that is Ian's one particular issue.
What the hell are you talking about? Rand Paul also said nasty things about immigrants. He also said nasty things about committing war on people around
the world. His dad wasn't particularly great on immigrants either.
His dad was better than Rand Paul was, and his dad was better on so many different issues than Rand Paul.
I'm not so sure that Ron Paul was any better than Rand Paul when it came to immigration or to gays or any number of other subjects, but go ahead, Mark.
Here's another point, though. Rand Paul said, yeah, he's a politician. He's opening his mouth. He's lying.
He's a libertarian Frank Underwood, and if anybody's watched House of Cards or hasn't, then I'm sorry if you don't get the reference. But I mean, it's this thing that you're going to basically go into Washington and you're going to play the game, and you're going to hustle all these people, and you're going to gain the power, and then all of a sudden things are going to be so much better because you went and screwed over. Look, Rand Paul has both libertarians and neocon warhawks eating out of the same trough. Okay, somebody's getting screwed here. All right, and usually my study of history leads me to believe it's the libertarians, it's the people who care about freedom who get screwed when we're dealing with the state. But he's screwing somebody over. To master the art of political doublespeak in such a fashion as to have John McCain and Ron Paul fans eating out of the same trough, he's lying to someone really badly.
Well, and here, unique. That's unique. That's different. That's new.
It's not new.
Ooh, lying. Ooh, let's get excited about a politician who's going to tell lies. And, you know, just listening to you, pizza guy, it's so disheartening. I mean, hearing somebody who knows the ideas of freedom, listening to you make excuses for a guy who you believe is telling lies. You're coming right out and you're saying you think this guy's lying to people, and you're excited about that. I mean, to me, that's twisted.
Yeah. Mark, you said you support Rand Paul, though. So, I want to hear Mark's end of this.
Okay, so I'm of the opinion that that Rand Paul is a better choice of president than the vast majority of candidates that will be available. And so, therefore, I'm going to support him in the primary. I'm going to have to vote for – I don't have to vote for somebody, but – if I don't, other people will vote for somebody in the primary. Also, I don't think the primary can be argued at any point to be aggression against your neighbor because it is not binding. The person who wins the primary is not the president. And that's the only election we need to look at right now. So if, you know, you're not going to go in and vote Republican, and you're running Democrat. So your opinion is moot. In this circumstance, it doesn't matter what you say. The only thing that matters is what Republicans
no, it actually does matter. I'm a registered Republican.
Okay, it does matter actually what I say because we're having a discussion on the radio where people are thinking, should I support this character? And I'd like to give reasons why this is absolutely ridiculous, especially when I hear
so. Who should they support in the primary?
I don't care. Nobody. They're all a bunch of scumbags.
See, look, that is not an answer.
It doesn't matter.
You will have a president in 2016, you Nimrod.
No, I
you
will not.
Well, yes,
I do not have a president. I'm not interested in
enough
having a president.
Enough people in the United States will have a president that they can put a bullet in your head. So
that's
therefore,
fine.
You'll
go
have
ahead.
A president.
They know where to find me. So anyway, the point I wanted to make here is listening to you, pizza guy, say that this guy's going to be a halfway mark between here and libertarian paradise. Are you kidding me? You really think you can elect your way out of the hell that is Washington, D.C.?
I agree with you on this one.
That's why it's all pointless. Why would I want to support a candidate in any way, shape, or form who isn't talking about principle? At least with the Libertarian Party candidate, like in the year 2000, Harry Brown was a principled individual who was bringing the ideas of freedom to the table. To me, that's what a political campaign is for. I'm not running for governor in New Hampshire because I think I'm going to win or even desire to win. I'm running so I can put the ideas of liberty out so people can experience them, they can assess them, and Rand Paul's not doing that, as you've pointed out. He's this kind of halfway guy who's telling lies so he can get into office from your perspective. That's not exciting. It's not spreading the ideas of liberty. It's just confusing people. It's muddying the term of libertarianism. This guy is bad news.
Let me ask you this, pizza guy. Let me ask you this. I think this is a really important question. So Rand Paul is going to get called a libertarian from now until the day he's elected or loses, right? And the chances are good that a man who gets elected president is not going to be able to enact enough libertarian-oriented policies. And even these liberty-oriented policies are likely to take more than 4 years to turn around. Don't you think that it's true that a liberty-oriented candidate, or even a halfway liberty-oriented candidate, could very well be as much of do as much damage to the ideas of liberty as they could help?
So it has to do with humility, right? So I'm not a god. I wish I was. I think I am in the back of my mind, but I'm really
not. I got
not.
You. Same here.
I don't know how we get from here to there. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. The only thing I can do is take a look at the world around me. And you guys get into this all the time. This is the bigger philosophical issue. And it's all about epistemology and lack of knowledge. I don't know what anybody wants or anybody's thinking. I always have to try to imagine everybody has the best of intentions.
And they don't.
I have to look at how we get from here to there. There's so many different possibilities. One of them is that everything just collapses and we start over. That's a possibility. I don't know. That's definitely not where I wanted to be. Do I think the political process can work? No, I don't. I don't. I'm so with you, Ian. I don't believe.
So why work yourself up over a half-assed candidate like Rand Paul?
I don't know that it won't work.
Here's what I want
to work. If it is going to work, if we're going to have a peaceful political revolution from here to there, if it is going to work politically, I don't know if it will. I don't know that it won't. I don't know. It's all about humility. I don't know if it is or is not going to work.
Where's Rand Paul's humility?
There's only one way from here to there, and Rand Paul is what that middle ground is like. If it's right,
the Holy Grail of politics. You've sort of gone through a number of different fallacies, and it's going to be difficult to address them in the 2 hours that we have left of the show. But you know, first of all, you're saying if there's got to be more than one way to a given goal. So if something is not necessarily good, then there's no reason to pursue it because there are other ways of going about it. when we're talking about, especially when we're dealing with ideological libertarians, the reason I don't want to encourage them to support a guy like Rand Paul is because it dilutes the message, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm somebody who argues with other anarchists about diluting the message, much less a guy who, like Rand Paul, who's going to, you know, support wars and all of this stuff, man. I mean, it's like, not to mention people are going to be sending this guy money. You're talking about how is the resources that are expended in the libertarian movement. There's a lot of different things
that
we can
do. Let's come back with this here in moments, and if you want, you can hang on for it, Pizza Guy. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control, toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about changing the federal government. Boy, talk about a futile
discussion.
But we'll continue it here in a moment because we're happy to have those here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. In fact, I've got a study out that shows that you have next to zero impact on U.S. policy. You, unless you're a mega corporation or something like that. We can get into that a little bit more here in a moment.
Get yourself some Bitcoin. It's the prices are down a little bit on Bitcoin. It's a buying opportunity, looks like to me. You can go to expresscoin.com and get, well, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, a lot of different cryptocurrencies there. They make it easy for you. It's fast and safe and completely legal, inexpensive. They pride themselves on their customer service, so much so that they just recently redid their website, increasing the back end so they can serve you better. Get your cryptocurrencies with a money order check or wire transfer. You can even do it from a local credit union that has shared branching. Just go in, you make a deposit. Within a business day, you've got your cryptocurrencies transferred right into your account. But you got to start off at ExpressCoin.com. Now, you can even start off with the app. Go to ExpressCoin.com, download it, use your phone. ExpressCoin.com, yes, now in Canada. Use coupon code FTL, get up to $40 of Bitcoin at no fee at all. That's coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com.
All right, we go back to Pizza Guy. I don't remember who was trying to make a point when we were going away. It was Rand Paul.
I was going off a little bit here. And the thing is that I have with electoral politics, and look, there are, and I gave a similar discussion at the Libertarian Party convention in Suffolk and Nassau counties in New York before I left for New Hampshire, which is basically like the purpose of them is not necessarily to be trying to win these elections, okay? Go forth when you're a candidate for public office, people are listening to you. It's an opportunity to get the message out to people that you would not normally otherwise get, as
absolutely.
We saw with you at the debate, which your opponent never showed up for. It's
yes.
A good opportunity to talk to people and spread a message. So if somebody's a good messenger, I don't have any problem with them running for office.
Right.
What I have a problem with guys like Rand Paul is that they are going to sap resources away from the libertarian movement. So say that the maximum contribution is like $2,400, and I think it's $2,400 during the primary and then $2,400 during the actual race. And this is, okay, so now someone's going to go and donate $4,800 to Rand Paul's candidacy, which is not going to effectively spread the message of liberty at all.
No, because
it's really
as,
not gonna do
as
that.
Pizza Guy admitted earlier, he's already compromised. He was talking
exactly.
about, if you support compromise and if you support incrementalism.
I don't.
Well, no, what I support is people bringing the ideas of liberty to the table. I understand that that will inevitably result in compromise, but like here in New Hampshire, I'd rather have people come into the State House talking about ending prohibition, and then we can meet in the middle on ending cannabis prohibition.
Okay. So I don't want to narrow the discussion, but if you think about people, there are people who love the status quo. Think about the people who are like, oh, 100 violence? This is great. I love what's happening now.
So explain to them what's wrong with that instead of giving them pandering. Yeah, you don't pander to these people. If you're dealing with violent, dangerous people, why are you going to tell them, hey, look, I like violence and dangerous and deception, too? It's just a stupid thing to do, and people are going to give them money, man. They're gonna sap away resources. I mean, if somebody gave, somebody's going to donate $4,800 to Rand Paul or $4,800 to the Keene Activist Center or the Brutalist House across the street, I can tell you who's going to get more out of that money.
Absolutely.
Those
the activists.
Who are at 100 violence right now, there are people who advocate it, but they're ripe. They are ripe for the reaping to take them down a peg. But you have to donate that money to somebody who's going to advocate a 50.
No, I don't have to donate that money to those people. I'm going to give, if I'm going to give money to somebody who's running in politics, I'm only going to give money to somebody who's bringing a message to the table that I find valuable. And Rand Paul doesn't do that. Almost never.
Which is why all of you should immediately go to ChristopherCantwell.com/donate.
There you go.
So all you're doing with those people is bringing the small minority that's already at 15, bringing them down to a zero. Great. You brought 15s down to a zero, which is immaterial. What we're going after is the mainstream.
Oh, I disagree.
No,
you can go after the mainstream, brother. I'm not interested, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I want to find the people who understand the ideas of liberty. I want to bring them here to New Hampshire. I'm done with Washington, D.C. I don't care what goes on in Washington, D.C. I'm under no delusion that I have any effect on Washington, D.C. There's no reason for me to spend money. If I was going to give money, I did give money to Ron Paul. And the reason I gave money to Ron Paul was because I felt he was bringing at least a principled enough message to the table. You can quibble on some things, sure. But he was bringing a principled enough message to the table and doing it in a way that was getting people excited, bringing people to the ideas of liberty. There were people have moved to New Hampshire because they found the ideas of freedom through Ron Paul. So that I support that.
Well, I'm of the opinion, first off,
that's communication.
I've got three different levels of sort of involvement with a politician. I'm willing to vote for them is the lowest level.
Mm-hmm.
The second lowest level is I'm willing to endorse them. I'm not going to have sex with them at any point. I'm willing to endorse them on the air. And my third level is I'm going to give them money.
Mm.
I'm willing to go level one and perhaps maybe level two with the Rand Paul.
Okay. Did you give money to Ron Paul?
I'm willing to give go to second base. I did give money to Ron Paul. I'm willing to go to second base with Rand Paul because I know that we're going to have a president in 2016. That means that he's going to be in a position of power and he's going to harm a certain amount of people.
There's no president in the Shire Society, brother. I'm not having a president.
Whatever. There is going to be a president in the United States of America, and I still get a vote for that. And
whoopee.
I'm going to be look. It's not much, but in the Republican primary in New Hampshire, it does mean something. You cannot discount that. Because there's not going to be that many people that go out and vote. So, yeah, I'm going to vote for him because I will vote for the taskmaster that administers three whips as opposed to the taskmaster that administers five. I'm happy to do that.
I'm not convinced he's that guy.
I'll go ahead and say that I'll probably vote for him in the primary as well. And if he wins the primary, I'd even vote for him for president. But I don't want to support, like, go out and be all gung-ho and say Rand Paul, and I don't want to send him any money just because it's a misallocation of resources. I think that if we're going to try to, fix this problem, the problem gets fixed when people understand the nature of the problem. And he's going to do absolutely nothing to help people understand the problem. So if Rand Paul is president instead of Hillary Clinton, don't get me wrong, I understand that Rand Paul is going to do a lot less damage policy-wise, but I also don't want Rand Paul to increase belief in the system. I don't want libertarians going more towards, like, well, maybe I should compromise with the neocons. I want them to more towards, like, no, I have no compromise on aggression.
Totally agree. In fact, I think that Rand Paul has some things in common. If it's true that he's this liar and that he's out there just trying to sound like he works inside the system and he's really a secret anarchist or whatever, there's a real problem that we have in New Hampshire where certain people who are Free State Project participants are hiding that fact. When they're asked if they're a Free State Project participant and they're running for political office, they're trying to obfuscate that information. And I think that's the same level of dishonesty and deception, and I'm not interested in supporting people campaigning like that. Be out there in the open. Stand up for what you believe in. Don't be a coward.
Okay. Well, I don't think that it's necessarily a negative thing to deny involvement in the FSP, Inc., I have my problems with
the Free State Project Inc.
Well, I'm not any longer, right? In the course of getting expelled from the Free State Project, it made me aware of some things that I don't appreciate about the Free State Project Inc. I'm very
big fan of the
Free State Project movement, but this corporation is sort of like going through a lot of money and is really shady about what they're doing and not being honest with the people who are paying them.
But the person asking that question in during politics doesn't know about any of that stuff. That's more like internal.
They don't even know what the Free State Project is in vast majority of the time.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. All I'm saying is, if somebody's being dishonest, they don't have my support. Stand up for what you believe in. Free time.
Right.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free. The Pro XPN toll-free line is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Protect your privacy online. You need Pro XPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that before the data leaves your computer, it's encrypted by Pro XPN, so your internet service provider, they are no longer able to know what you're doing online. They're essentially just passing the data, the encrypted data, on to its destination. And right now, if you don't have ProXPN, then your ISP is probably recording all the websites you visit, all the search terms you enter for, in some cases, as long as 5 years, making it easy to data mine that or hand it over to a government agency. So ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, you can get ProXPN functioning as well as setups, just a little bit different. So again, ProXPN.com/FTL. Now, you can start for free, but you're going to want to upgrade to their premium product, which allows you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, as well as the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You can do all of that and get it at a heck of a deal. 50% off the price of an annual account with promo code FTL50. That brings the price down to about $5 per month, and FTL50 will work for the lifetime of the account. And so go to proxpn.com/FTL. Now, there's an even better deal. If 50% off wasn't good enough for you, pay with Bitcoin, and you'll get 62% off of the annual account rate
with Bitcoin. The code to use for Bitcoin payers is FTLBTC. So don't get confused. Two codes. If you're not paying with Bitcoin, you can use FTL50 to get you 50% off the annual account, and then also FTLBTC to get you 62% off the annual account when you pay with Bitcoin. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Caleb on the line. He is in North Carolina and via Skype. Hey, Caleb.
How's it going?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was curious about the Free State Project. I see you're getting close to your 20,000 signatures. I want to see what's going on up there. What does that signature mean? What exactly am I signing?
Well, fine question. So if you go to freestateproject.org, you can learn, obviously, a lot more about the Free State Project. But the statement of intent is that one who loves liberty, presumably, will move to New Hampshire and pledges to, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it exactly in front of me,
of course,
but pledges to work the maximum the possible...
the maximum possible effort towards the creation of a society where the...
maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property, I believe.
Yeah, it's maximal, it's like reasonable effort or something like that, so they it's qualified all over the place.
And they want you to move here and do stuff for freedom, whatever is right for you.
But consider for a second that when the founder of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, came up with the idea, he really only expected people to sort of move here and vote and maybe campaign and then put a yard sign that says, you know, I support this liberty-oriented candidate, or write a letter to the editor and that kind of thing. And he re-evaluated his number from 20,000 down to 2,000 at some point, to saying that 2,000 activists, like the activists we currently have, will make the difference I'm looking to make. And I believe that since we have 1,600 in the state, and we've seen the changes that we've seen already, that we really don't need anybody else to particularly move. However...
Oh, yeah, we do. We need way more people than we currently have here. I'm sorry, Mark. We don't have near enough activists.
Well, that's because you want the change to come overnight.
We're the best at... That's unrealistic, but we're the... you know, there's no doubt the Free State Project harbors the best activists in the world all in one place, but we need more of those best activists because a lot of them are still scattered about all across the United States.
But, you know, I think that people will continue to move no matter what happens at this point because they see things happening in New Hampshire.
And whether they move for the Free State Project or for ShireSociety.com, there's different ways to come to New Hampshire, but the general idea is the same. Let's concentrate liberty activists in the same physical area so we can actually have an effect. But does that answer your questions, Caleb?
A little bit. What if I'm not interested in voting, politics, signs, any of that? I'm just interested in living free.
I'm not particularly interested in voting myself. And I mean, there's a lot of people. I was just out in Grafton recently for the Burning Porcupine Festival. And I mean, they're basically, I mean, there are people who are involved in their local government there and stuff like that. But I mean, these people are just working on creating sustainable lifestyles. They've got farms and stuff like that. And I mean, there are people who come here and just want to like live their lives free of, you know, the oppression that they suffered where they once came.
I don't know if I consider that to be activism. I don't think that that is activism.
It's probably not, but I'm just saying that, you know, you're not obligated to do basically anything, you know, by signing the Free State Project statement of intent.
You're not even obligated to move because it's a statement of intent,
right,
not
exactly.
A statement of, you know, like you have to do
a contract.
It's a momentary declaration. Now, you can live your life into that declaration or you cannot. I'm certain that there are people that, you know, signed it and don't intend to move now, and what are we going to do? Send out Cantwell after them to go get them and drag them back?
Yeah, some people do more support kind of things rather than being out in the streets doing activism or running political campaigns. They might just cook for people, you know, make dinners for folks and charge them for that, do kind of underground agorist economy stuff. And, you know, there's an argument that that helps support the activists, but that itself is probably not really activism. I think the general definition of activism, from my perspective, is somebody who takes action publicly to try to change society ostensibly for the better.
Right.
But, you know, if you want to come and find a nice community of people who love the ideas of freedom and just hang out, you know, that's a legitimate reason to move to New Hampshire, and ultimately having you here is better than not having you here. You know, having an extra person in that community, even if they're not going to do anything of an activist sort, is still not a bad thing necessarily, and plus you'll probably connect with average folks in New Hampshire as well through various different clubs and organizations where you'll be able to at the very least talk to those people, the average New Hampshireites and the Granite Staters, and you know, maybe help persuade them towards the ideas of liberty, which to some extent would be some level of activism. So yeah, I would say if you value the idea of being around other people who care about freedom,
there is no better place than New Hampshire. And to be more specific, you know, if you want to get away from it all, that's easy to do in New Hampshire. There's plenty of woods here. But if you want to have a community that's direct, you know, immediate, then, you know, you want to move to Manchester or Keene or someplace like that.
If you want to live free, I still recommend getting a sailboat and getting out of, you know, getting out into international waters. Because you're not going to live free in New Hampshire. You're going to have to pay property taxes.
You're going to live more free, correct?
You're going to live more free. You know, I mean, adult.
You throw off your seatbelt as soon as you cross.
I'll take that for now.
Yeah, you can throw off your seatbelt as soon as you cross the border, which is kind of like a fun symbolic thing to do. And then there are other things that are less noticeable about New Hampshire. Obviously, there's no state personal income tax. There's no state sales tax.
A lot of people like to open carry weapons.
Open carry is big here in New Hampshire compared to a lot of
all
other
these
places.
Things. Now,
I got 38 on my hip right now.
Correct?
What's that? Say again.
I said Chris had some criticisms of the Free State Project, Inc. Would he be willing to expand on that?
Sure.
I'll go ahead and say that they're not transparent with the money that's going through there. I've been told that the president of the Free State Project is getting upwards of $60,000 a year, and we have no idea where that money is coming from or exactly where, you know, if she's getting upwards of $60,000 a year, I don't imagine that the rest of the board is doing this, you know, for free. I imagine that there's a lot of money.
Are.
Well, there's money going through this place, and I have no idea where it's being spent, and I don't see it being spent. I don't see the Free State Project buying TV commercials or anything like that. So I am questionable about their finances and their transparency.
But you don't have to give them money to support the idea.
No,
right?
You don't. But but people do give them money, right? So I would discourage.
They want the number reached.
I discourage people from giving the Free State Project money because I don't think the money's being used well, and I'm afraid that somebody's paying them to fail, basically, that they're not accomplishing their goals, and somebody's paying them anyway, which means they're paying them to fail.
Well, I think that the reason people give them money is not because they believe that they use it in an efficient fashion, because I have yet to find the political organization or, you know, group or board that uses money in a particularly efficient fashion. However, what they want to do is they want to do whatever it takes to get that last, 4,000 people?
They're getting close to 16,000 participants. It's at 15,933. We want to get to 20,000.
The last 4,000 people to sign up, once they do, they trigger the move. The people that are going to move. The people that aren't going to move stay where they are and continue to live in the tyranny that they live in. And at that point, essentially the board becomes irrelevant.
The board's
irrelevant right now.
They're pretty close.
I mean, we've been critics of the board in the past here on Free Talk Live and some of the decisions they've made. But to me, what they do is immaterial. I don't care. You know, I like it when people join up because I want to see that number hit 20,000. But, you know, whether or not you join, get to New Hampshire, whether you even join under your real name, they don't know.
Definitely come here, if you don't want to join those.
Hey, if you join under a fictitious name, do you then have to claim to be a Free State Project member for Ian's Truthy Test?
I don't know. Good question.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book 2 in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Whether it's the Free State Project, which I happen to be a fan of the idea of moving people to the same geographic location, who love the ideas of freedom in order to achieve the achieve as much semblance of freedom as we can in our lifetime. I think that's a good idea. Of course, ShireSociety.com is another option there where people are declaring their personal independence, and many of them are moving here to the Shire, as some of us like to call it. So let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Another reason to move to New Hampshire. If you're into Bitcoin, this is one of the hot spots. I'm not going to say it's the hottest of spots, but if you look at...
New Hampshire is the hottest. Probably the hottest of spots per capita.
It could be true. If you look at Overstock.com and their sales numbers as far as where the sales came from when they started accepting Bitcoin, I believe New Hampshire was the number one state for Bitcoin sales to Overstock.com. But more importantly, the Liberty community here, as I was describing earlier, it's unprecedented. There's nothing like this. It's unparalleled around the world. We have more liberty-minded people who might describe themselves as voluntarists, anarcho-capitalists, anarchists, minarchists, whatever. More liberty-minded people all in the same geographic area than anywhere else combined, almost, it seems. It's an amazing community. And within that community, there's a high percentage of people who are involved in Bitcoin, who are interested in Bitcoin, who accept Bitcoin, who pay for things in Bitcoin, and you can go and get your Bitcoin wallet. Take the first step into getting into Bitcoin. Get the wallet. It's free over at blockchain.com. If you've got a smartphone, or even if you don't have a smartphone, they've got the web wallet too, which you can use at thousands of online locations like Wikipedia. They're now accepting donations in Bitcoin. Dell Computer is now taking Bitcoin right on their website. And also, again, if you've got the smartphone, there are real-life stores that you can go into in different places. CoinMap.org is a great site to go and see where some of those are. But blockchain.com is where you go for step number one. Go grab your free Bitcoin wallet right there. As we go to Jim, he's in Virginia listening in Pittsburgh. Hey, Jim.
Greetings, dear free people. I love the imagery of crossing the border and tossing off your seatbelt and bringing out your gun on your hip and maybe taking off your helmet. I don't know what laws they have on that.
Yep,
no helmet law here in New Hampshire. It's not the only state like that, is it? No. Or is it? There are a few of them, right? There are a few states where you can have no helmet. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that's great. But I've got a suggestion for Free State 2.0 or something to do once you achieve your nirvana.
This is, we're ways from that, but okay.
Child Protective Services abolition or reform.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's the intention is to reform CPS a great deal here in the Free State Project. I think that most
The Free State Project doesn't have any intention.
Most of the people that move for the Free State Project have the belief system the Child Protective Services has abused its power in the past.
Yeah, we've even got a guy, Carlos Morales, who's a former CPS investigator who's moved up here, and he's got all kinds of crazy, horrible stories to tell about working for that organization. So, yeah, absolutely. I don't see any reason to reform them. I'd like to just get rid of them and let communities and people who care actually take care of their neighbors.
I'd go ahead and agree with that, but if somebody wants to revoke some amount of power from them in the meantime, then,
sure,
then you know, I could think of worse things for them to do with their time.
Yep, absolutely. Jim, what else did you want to share tonight?
Well, I love talking to you guys because you're the only people more radical than me that I ever talked to. So I just think they should be eliminated. You've got to have some mechanism for policing child abuse. You know, I mean, you can't burn your kid with cigarettes or not feed them or something like that.
Well, I mean, that's you're talking about assault at that point. I mean, even, you know, even if we're dealing with traditional police forces and stuff like that, I mean, there's nothing saying that you can't arrest a person for assault. I mean, if you're hurting people, this is a pretty plain to see thing that any kind of society would generally tend to reject, I would think, unless of course you're wearing a badge, at which point you're allowed to assault.
Yeah,
people.
And I'd rather have people come to the aid of that individual, because again, you have to find out the person was burned with a cigarette, right? So that information has to come out somehow. The child has to reveal it to someone, or someone has to notice the burns, ask them about it. But presuming the information comes out, I'd rather have people who actually care on a kind of a voluntary basis, taking care of the situation, neighbors who've come together in some sort of a mutual aid society to, you know, help rescue children from abusive homes, rather than professional paid bureaucrats who seem like they're more interested in molesting the children put into their care or further abusing them, as we've seen in many foster homes out there where, you know, a child will be removed from an ostensibly abusive home and then put into a more abusive home where they may be locked into a cage and fed through a doggy bowl or something like that. I mean, or worse, beaten severely, starved, etc. So, I mean, there have been some really scary foster home stuff out there, and even stories about CPS workers molesting the kids directly.
Yeah,
as well.
Not to mention the psychotropic drugs and that sort of thing. And I mean, if we're going to go all the way to mutual aid, I mean, I'll just go ahead and talk about, you know, protection agencies in a free society. You imagine insurance companies probably would not want you to be raising violent, dangerous criminals, right? They're going to if you burn your kids with cigarettes, I mean, hurt people.
Yeah,
and I don't imagine that if you're paying for a protection service in a stateless society that the protection service is going to be terribly anxious to protect you, because you're going to obviously incur some enemies and raise a child that's going to be a problem for the rest of the society, and that's going to be extraordinarily difficult to insure.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting to see what the marketplace could come up with to protect kids from abusive parents instead of having some sort of a violent monopoly system that we currently have with the one-size-fits-all. You call the government and then, you know, hopefully they won't kill the wrong person, you know, because a lot of times people involve the government in their family problems, and then they end up with a dead grandson, like happened to a grandmother who called the cops on her grandson in Florida, and he ended up dead after he was taken to the juvie system.
Even when the cops don't kill somebody, they return them over to CPS, where, you know, kids in foster homes are, like, I can't remember what the percentage is, but significantly higher likelihood that they're going to be sexually abused. These are people taken out of homes for, oh, well, the parents are smoking pot or something. You know, I'd rather
got in a fight or whatever.
I'd rather have a kid in a home with you know, a pair of alcoholics than in a foster home getting sodomized by another, you know, messed up foster kid.
Certainly. And if, you know, if you look at, I think Stefan Molyneux is a great guy to listen to if you're talking about children in a free society. He seems to spend, some people would say, an inordinate amount of time, you know, talking about these things. But it's the primary focus of what he does, that, you know, the idea is that if we raise a better generation of children, then we're not going to have all of these problems. And he goes into some great detail on at least his vision of a free society and how it deals with child abuse. And I gave a very short, you know, introduction to that.
Jim, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the only show more radical than Jim.
All right, let's go to Dave in Poughkeepsie, New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Mark.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
I got pulled over by a cop last night.
Ooh.
Yeah,
how'd that go?
You guys were talking about cops last night, and I'm like, last night's show, you guys were talking about cops, and it was in the first hour or so, you guys were talking about cops, so I thought I'd, you know, fill in my little cop story of how I got pulled over by cops, because last night you guys were talking about cops, the whole...
Yeah, so what happened?
Yeah, what did you get pulled over for, Dave?
I got pulled over because my back rear wheels went over the white line.
Allegedly.
Over the... Six inches over the white line. Mm-hmm.
How did he treat you when the cop came up to your car? How did he behave towards you?
He was pretty cool, whatever, because you know he's looking. I'm a license, whatever, and he said that was. He told me to plead not guilty, and check this out. He said that when I go in, when I see him in court, when I plead not guilty, and they come back and they mail me the court date and time. He told me to remember the conversation that me and him had in person, that he would let me off so that I don't get any points on my license.
Hold on, I'm confused. All right,
why is your accuser giving you a ticket and then telling you how best to fight the ticket?
He wants the overtime for coming to court. that's really what it is.
Before we go on, Dave, how much had you been drinking this evening?
The what?
How much had you been drinking that evening?
I don't drink.
Okay, yeah, I don't think Dave drinks.
Just making it clear.
Last night.
He's high on life, man.
It was last night, and you know he told me that when we go to court, I would have to remind him of the conversation that me and him had the other night, and that he would not.
Right, because he can't remember. I mean, he's pulling people over left and right. He won't remember.
If he wanted to let you go, he could have tore the ticket up.
Yeah, he could have. But as Chris is pointing out, if he goes to court, he gets paid double. The cop gets paid overtime to sit there.
Am I being detained? Am I free to go? I should have said that. Am I being detained? Am I free to go?
You know, it never hurts. I wish they would let. Now, Chris Canwell is here from ChristopherCanwell.com tonight. Now, Chris, you're from New York originally.
Yeah.
I don't know how close. Poughkeepsie's somewhat close to the city, right?
Poughkeepsie's a hike from where I lived in Stony Brook in Long Island.
So, but it's hard to get a camera into a courtroom. Man, I know Dave is a real prolific videographer. He's always posting stuff to, was it Hudson Valley Guy 1, I think is the YouTube channel. I would love to see you in court, Dave. And you going up against this cop, I think that would be some of the most entertaining video ever. So try to get a camera in there when you go in. And thanks for the call. Let us know how it goes, man. More coming up here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way. 855-453. You can take control. He'd just keep repeating himself in front of the judge. It would be hilarious.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn. And you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouth washes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HP Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HP Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HP Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.